Hey, this is Will on Tuesday, August 20th, running through the morning brief today. Positive day for markets yesterday, especially into the close. Equity areas that we follow here ran pretty hard. NASDAQ Composite up over 1%. Developed markets, Russell 2000 was up over 1%. S&P 500 nearly got to that 1% mark. Again, a decent amount of this came in the last hour or so of trading. Equal weight S&P 500s at the average S&P 500 stock just below, but putting up a decent day of performance as well. On the downside, we saw the US dollar continue to fall, which we'll touch on a bit later. That's getting into oversold territory. And then crude oil was also down over 2%. I want to start though with our Were You Aware in the report today. So if you scroll to your landing page, it's going to look like this. And you scroll straight down, we're talking about the S&P 500 daily winning streak. We're currently at an 8-day winning streak. So this is cap weight SPX, and it has closed positive for 8 consecutive trading sessions. That is surprisingly rare since 1957. This has happened 80 other times, which again sounds like a lot, but if you look at all the daily winning streaks since 1957, it's a pretty rare instance. I also want to highlight here, this is the total view. You can see that the streak typically doesn't go on much longer. You can see these spikes above where the yellow line is. The yellow line's 8 consecutive days. Spikes above that are when we had more than 8 consecutive days of gains. Very rare that we see that. So today, probability would say otherwise. Maybe we do get a small exhale. I also looked at the number of 8-day winning streaks per calendar year. Very rare that we see more than 2 8-day winning streaks in the calendar year. We're currently matching that at this time. So again, all this kind of suggesting that very likely to see the daily, unlikely to see the daily winning streak not continue, but anything more than that in terms of forward market returns and whatnot, I wouldn't make too much of this here. Positive chart action yesterday from RSP. It's the S&P 500 equal weight ETF, matched its all-time chart high at 172. I also want to mention the fund score is getting close to that 3.0 score threshold. I think a break out and a move above that 3.0 score threshold will be some positive evidence for the market at large. Beneath the hood, though, we are seeing some good participation, although we haven't seen all the follow-through on funds. An example is TWSPX. This is how many stocks in the S&P are above their 50-day moving average. Let's go back to a buy signal on trend chart yesterday, but also more importantly, cleared above that 70% mark. So most stocks are above their 50-day moving average now. We're at the highs that we were previously at in July of this year. We actually started the year up around 90%. So that's breadth thrust territory. Would be great if we got back there. But right now, it's a healthy amount of stocks above their 50-day moving average. So not really to not much to complain about with breadth. Let's look at IJR. Interesting, you have a higher fund score for the small cap 600 than the S&P equal weight right now. Make note of that. Also want to highlight the trend chart. No change yesterday, but this still looks to be a very healthy uptrend for small caps. I think they've gotten forgotten. I think they have been forgotten as of late with some of the carry trade and the mega cap bounces and technology and all the jazz. But noting this trend chart here, still a pretty healthy uptrend. A lot of support offered for IJR between 106 and 102. If you look beneath the hood at the bullish percent for the small cap 600 story, I think looks actually a little bit better, especially after yesterday. We saw a reversal up here, getting back to 50%. So slightly over half of stocks are trading on point figure buy signals now. Good sign for breadth, a good sign for participation. Hopefully that can continue to follow through and carry IJR higher. So some things to be, I'll call it, concerned about, or some contrarian points. The US dollar is getting into heavily oversold territory, also a big area of prior support. You have 102 here. 101.50 is the bottom of the 10-week trading band. Statistically, we wouldn't expect it to stay or close around the bottom of this trading band. The higher the likelihood we see a reversion toward mean. Also, just note all the bottoms that we've seen over the past year and a half have come all around that 101 mark. So I think the US dollar could catch a bit of a bid here. Now, I think what that means broadly, maybe international equities cool down a little bit. The 2-year yield we've seen move very similarly to the US dollar as of late. You can take a look at the US dollar chart and look here, and it's going to look pretty similar. Look, bottom of the trading band, close to a big area of support. So I think we could see a rebound in short-term yields as well. Maybe that is a minor headwind for the market. We do have some commentary later this week from Powell at the Jackson Hole event. So I think markets are looking for some clarity and expectations for what the rate cut is going to look like in September, see if there's going to be a hint of any 50 basis point cut in September. Just trying to glean what, of course, as markets do, what they can from the data. We also get Fed minutes on Wednesday. So I think all of that could affect some of the movements that we're seeing from the dollar and the short-term yields here. But for what it stands, I think they're looking a bit stretched to the downside. Two stock comments, and then I'll be out of the way. Lowe's came out with earnings. Looks like they were favorable on earnings per share, but the outlook was not good. Don't quote me for that, but that's what I seem to see here. This is a two attribute stock, so not technically favorable coming into earnings. Somewhat of an uptrend, but looks like pre-market that's not going to remain intact. This is a name that we would still not be buying on the pullback here. Palo Alto on the is going the other way, had a 1% revenue beat, which is pretty impressive, beating on top line. Five attribute names, so expectations you could say technically were high. Looks like we're going to break past this 344 area of resistance, which is going to be a good sign for the stock. Actionable here, really strong name. Fine to stick with it. That's all I have for this morning. Thanks for your time, as always. I'll be on again tomorrow.